we got it into our heads one day that we should go out and camp overnight. And our parents allowed us to do this, and they trusted us, I guess. And we hiked out there, and there was a cabin sitting on a little peninsula that stuck out to the lake, and it belonged to the Indians there. But the door was open, because in those days nobody ever closes the door. And there was a ratting canoe, one of those shallow canvas canoes, inside. And so we took and launched it, put our gear into the canoe, and paddled out of Medicine Lake. And we went to a grove of birch trees across the lake someplace, I forget the exact location, and thought we'd camp there, but the mosquitoes got so fierce that we put everything back in the canoe and headed back toward the cabin, figuring to spend the night in the cabin instead of in the open. And a strong crosswind came up, and there was a deep channel in front of the cabin. And we had to cross that in order to reach shore. And this crosswind tipped us over, right when we were about in midstream, mid-channel. And everything sank. I had a rifle, we had our camping gear, the boat sank. But we managed to swim ashore. Alva could swim, and so could I. And we tried to figure out ways to rescue the stuff, but the water was simply too deep. And so we left. And I don't know to this day if whoever belonged to that canoe knows what happened to it. And we always felt bad about that, but we were too scared to say anything to anybody. And so the matter remained a mystery. It may not even have been discovered. I think that the camp actually had been abandoned, but I'm not sure of that.